So if you know me long enough, you will hear this story or parts of it a number of times. But my wife was with a group of friends who hadn't heard this story, and she referred to it as that time my dog died. And I am going to tell you about the time my dog died. That one time my dog died. So I also owned a restaurant. We were in Fells Point, and it was an interesting setup, right? So we had a bar downstairs. It was a whole old historic building. It used to be a hotel. And we were fortunate enough to live upstairs. I raised my daughter there. I proposed to my wife there. And it's like a really special building. But that's another story. So my daughter's getting older. I think at that point she was 8. And we want to get a dog, right? So we talk about getting a dog, and dogs have kind of been a funny thing for me my whole life. My dad was kind of interesting, and we had a Dalmatian one time, and he didn't have the patience for a dog that couldn't hear, so it went back to the pound. We had a beagle, and it didn't behave, and he opened the gate, and it let it run away. So dogs were never really in my plan, right? So we're in this building. The only way to get to our apartment is walking through the restaurant and through the bar or through the kitchen. So we end up with this tiny little chihuahua, right? And she's very tiny and grew up to be about 7 pounds. And we'd sneak her in a hoodie. We'd put her in a bag. This dog is like so smart. We had a deck, and when she had to go to the bathroom, she'd go up to the door of the to go to the deck, and she'd rub on the door. When she was hungry, she'd scratch on the trash can for us to feed her. Like, just, you're like, how is this little thing doing all this? But live there, work there. One day during lunch, I need to go downstairs to do something. I don't know. Right, what do we do at a restaurant? It's whatever happens that day. And I'm downstairs for about 40 minutes. And every time we would walk back into our home, this dog would jump up on the couch and on the back of the couch and be excited and greet us. I come in, and this dog doesn't do that. And I immediately look around, and I find her shoulder deep in a Pringles can. And if you want to catch me after, I have a picture of it because I thought it was funny. And I just thought she had gotten into our recycling, pulled out this Pringles can, and, you know, got her head stuck in it and was defeated and just kind of crumpled over, right? So I take a picture, and I pick her up, and I immediately realize that she's not alive. And my daughter had begged for those Pringles. And I am freaking out, right? And I pick her up, and I slowly pull off the can, and she's not breathing. And I immediately cut my hand over her snout and gently breathe into her and do it again. I set her on my couch, and I start doing little chest compressions. I've never done CPR. I don't even know how it popped into my head, but I'm kneeling at my couch, breathing into her nose and doing chest compressions and breathing in her nose, and she pops awake. And I don't know if you've ever brought anything back to life, but it is a rush like nothing, nothing you've ever experienced. And it's like, holy shit. So I know I've got to take her somewhere, right? So we have this little kennel. I throw her in the kennel. I run down through the restaurant. I luckily had good parking that day. I jump into my car, and I drive to the vet. And in those moments, you know, I was worried about having to tell my daughter that her dog was dead. I had to go pick her up from school. This dog was maybe a year and a half old, you know, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to pick your kid up and say your dog died because you wanted Pringles. And while I'm driving her to the vet, she starts to move around a little bit, and I start to get more hope, because she was awake, but she wasn't doing much. Like, I don't know how long she was out. And she starts to crawl out of this bag. And it's really interesting, because I can only conjecture that as you come back, the oxygen returns to your blood from the top to the bottom. So she was literally dragging her ass through this car while I'm driving to the vet. And she went to the vet. She spent the night in a little oxygen chamber, I guess. I was able to pick my daughter up from school and have her visit, and then we picked up that dog the next day. For about 2 months, she was not the same. And she couldn't judge distance very well, and she was a little clumsy. And now she's, 11 and a half, 12 years old? And this little, lovely little dog, who we think might have a little dementia, as maybe that brain trauma caused her some problems. So that's my story.